have had their pilorum free. There is a blood test for that. And the only birds that do not have to have that are the ducks. You do a blood test on them, and if they come back free pilorum, they can be shown. So with our fair, no bird can come into the barn unless I've received paperwork that they've either tested or they came from a hatchery that was pilorum free. So if you go to Eagle Nest, get your bird, your invoice says they're a pilorum free hatchery. That covers that bird for up to a year. Otherwise, we have a pilorum test when they're over a year old. Birds have to be 16 weeks old in order to be tested, or we could get a false positive. And our pilorum testing is going to be at the fairgrounds on July 22nd. It's a drive-through event. You bring your birds in. We'll have two pilorum testers this year. Our bird offense maker will be one of our testers. And you pull up with your car. You bring the birds out. They do a blood poke, and they test it right then and there. They fill out the paperwork. And then once you have the paperwork, you can show your birds. Just not required for ducks unless they're meat ducks. I do have to have them because those are going into the food chain.
Okay, so do I have to do pilorum testing? And it will be on some hatchery papers, you said?
It'll be on the hatchery papers if they're a year youngers. But if somebody goes to like TSC or Runnings, you have to ask for the hatchery papers. That is not included on your receipt. So you have to physically ask for that. But like if you go to Eagle's Nest, it's automatically on it. Everybody has to do it, no matter if you're showing only junior fair, only open class, or both. All those birds have to have, I have to have proof of it before you can bring your birds to the fair. I cannot allow your birds in the barn. This is an ODA, Ohio Department of Agricultural restriction, not mine. And so everybody has to do that.
All right. So tell us about some heat lamp safety that you should use for your poultry.
Yes. So in the last, I believe they said within the last 2-3 weeks, they've had 3 or 4 house fires or garage fires because the brooders were set up incorrectly. And so we put out a thing on the Hancock County Junior Fair Poultry Facebook webpage. And also Jordan Wright has just has put out a fire video that has a lot of really good information in it. So the main things you want, only use heat lamps that have a 3-prong so that you have that ground on it. You cannot use those small extension cords that you get with your Christmas trees. You need to have at least a 12 gauge. Those heat lamps are a minimum of 250 watts. They will overheat that and will cause a fire. The shorter the extension cord, the better, which when you're on a farm, I'm wanting to find the extension cord that gets me from point A to point B with the less connections. But actually, the longer those are, it provides more chance for heat to travel. So you want smaller extension cords. You need to make sure that you're keeping enough distance away from the heat lamp and where the chicks are at. You don't want to set your shavings on fire or if you're using newspaper. You also need to make sure you have enough ventilation. One of the last fires they had, someone had clipped a heat lamp onto a aquarium sitting on top of a plastic table. So imagine heat lamps heating up glass. The glass is going to radiate the heat back. It's lucky they did not hook the birds that way. And then it got the aquarium got so hot it melted the table, and then poof, they were up. So you have to be careful about what you're using and how you're maintaining that heat. And if you can set the brooder on a floor, it's best that it be set on a floor as opposed to a table. Just understand that if you set it on like a marble floor, that marble's going to absorb it and then radiate that heat back, or a metal floor.
So on a different note, how do you keep chickens cool during the summer?
They like ice cubes and water. One thing you don't ever want to do is pour water over a bird's head. If it gets into their ears, it can actually kill them. So don't want to do that. One of the best ways is if you can dunk their feet and their legs in some ice water, some cold water, get them up, get it up there. I've seen some people that have put ice water, and they have like ceramic bricks in there. So that holds the coldness. They can stand on it. So the best way to keep them cool is that way. I do not recommend having your birds in air conditioning and then coming out to the fair where it's never air conditioned, because that heat difference will cause them to expire. Also, you have to be careful with birds. You can't usually direct fan on them. It can cause, they get respiratory really easily, but air movement around them is really good.
All right. So tell us about the bulk meat chicken order.
So we did this for the first time last year. A lot of people, they work, and so the bulk chicken order, if you order from Eagle's Nest, you are to pick up on Thursdays between 9 to 5. If you don't work those hours or can't get that day off, it makes things difficult. So what we did last year, we offered it, and it worked out really well. You place an order with us. We will call the order in. We will go pick them up. We bring them out to the Hancock County Fairgrounds. You show up at 5:30 to 7 on, it's like July 10th, I believe. And we will have your birds. All you got to do is bring a little box to take them home in, and you take your birds home. So you're not having to pay gasoline. You're not having to take a day off of work to drive over to Eagle's Nest pickup. Also, Eagle's Nest charges you a fee if your order is under 100 birds. So we either cover that fee if we don't get 100 birds, or because we're ordering enough, we don't have that fee. So this year, you order online. The deadline is this Friday to get those order in. Especially this year, they wanted a 2-month to get make sure they're going to have enough birds for us. And the birds are going to be $2.75 a piece. So, and you can order as many as two birds. You know, you can put as many as you want. If you have multiple family members or people that you're ordering birds for, you put all the junior fair exhibitors that are going to be buying those, are going to be using those birds for the project, then they don't have to submit their own Pelorum papers. I'm going to have those from the hatchery. If that name's listed, it will automatically, you don't even have to do the Pelorum testing submission later.
All right. So tell us about the poultry royalty application.
That is due, I believe, what, July 20? Let's see. There's a whole bunch of deadline dates for my. That's the 25th, July 25th. It is on the Junior Fair website page. You can download it. It's pretty straightforward. It's like a lot of them, but get them into us. We have King, Queen, Prince, Princess, Dutch, and Duke positions available.
So how would you encourage people to get involved in the poultry department?
Go buy a chicken and then call us. No. Well, yes, you can buy chickens. So if you think that there's something specific that you are interested in doing, like I have people who call and say, okay, I want egg layers, but I want to be able to do this. We can help direct them, because like I said, birds, if they're going to want them for exhibition, they have to have approved APA ones. If they're looking for something that's just going to lay eggs, but they still want to be a part of Junior Fair, there's a hybrid production project. Those are the ones that aren't APA. If they're looking for specific type of birds for meat production, we can help. I have the Blanchard Valley Poultry Association is a group of individuals that has been doing poultry for many years. We've never added up the number of years of experience, but if you call me and I don't know the answer, I have a wealth of people I can contact and we'll help you and we'll guide you in the right way on what you want to do. But one of the quickest ways is to buy a chicken, and then if you don't know what to do with it, we'll help you do that for the fair. Well, I'll tell you where to put it.
So I know you mentioned the Blanchard Valley Poultry Association. Can you give us more information about the meetings?
Yes. So we meet typically once a month. Our next meeting this month is, I believe, May 27th. It's at 7 o'clock. We meet at the University Equestrian Farm, the one that's on 201, not the one out on 68. And we meet in their classroom. And we have a group of people, and that's where we sit and talk about what's best for the birds and how to help the junior fair and the open class poultry departments grow and how we can support our exhibitors.
All right. So any shows or poultry clinics that you would recommend?
So the state of Ohio has shut down the shows for right now because of the avian flu that went rampant earlier this year. So right now there aren't any shows that are on the books. Clinics, we Hancock County will be having a clinic at the fairgrounds on July.